debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program. Joining me in studio is a producer from We Act Radio, LJM, joining us in studio. LJM, how are you?
Hello. I'm winning, Alex. How are you?
Good. So I wanted to bring you in and have you help me take some calls, but we'll take some calls after we talk.
Okay.
So you don't have to put on the headphones right now.
Because I'm so used to headphones.
I wanted to just kind of kick things off with a discussion of the blockbuster movie Black Panther.
Yes.
And the reason I want to do that is because I'm extremely proud to be doing this show live from We Act Radio Studios here in Anacostia on the radical side of MLK Avenue. And as a producer, organizer, principal of the team here at We Act Radio, I want you to kind of help people around the country recognize what that means. And in discussing it with you, we thought that also we could bring up the blockbuster Black Panther and somewhat how culturally what that means that there is this movie. And it is a movie that is a massive blockbuster, despite, you know, attempts by the alt-right and others to try to stop that from happening. But I want to just throw it over to you to talk about Black Panther, what that means culturally, and kind of just your thoughts and feelings on that.
Well, to be quite honest, I mean, culturally for my kids, and when I say kids, I mean scholars and students, because I teach, it is the same as Obama being a president. We all know that the presidency is a puppet show. However, it gives the capability and the acknowledgement for kids to grow up seeing it. So they got to see a black president. Now they're getting to see a black superhero. But as most woke black people know, Marvel in 2016 got hit for not having enough diversity. So when they got hit for not having enough diversity, of course, bright idea. Let's go ahead and make a movie called Black Panther and let's highlight that superhero. And let's drop Black Panther during Black History Month, February 16th. Why not? Because we all know that African Americans have a $15 billion spending power and they spend 4% of their income even though they are the main people in poverty in this moment. So why not pull at the black dollar during Black History Month and give them recognition? Even referring to the movie that was made in 1954, The Power of Selling to the Negro, they said it. Blacks want recognition. They want high quality, and they want name brand. So we got an A-list cast, we got great visuals and great quality, and we got the recognition to which we've been feeling that we've been denied due to the lack well, actually due to the U.S. not even taking acknowledgement to the racial terrorism that it invoked on African Americans or blacks for 400 years.
So having a black superhero is a big deal. And I think that Black Panther, you know, also, I actually don't know, LJM, if you are a comic book nerd at all.
What?
So
yes.
I don't know. What I'm really excited for is I can kind of see where it's going in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that.
Well, you know, they have a movie coming out, Avengers 2.
Right.
Or Avengers 1. And then the Avengers 2 sequel is going to premiere next year in 2019. So that actually went, Black Panther was kind of like the launch to the new Avengers movie. Isn't it dropping in May? Or
I don't know when it comes out, but
sometime around.
That's exactly
there.
What I'm excited about.
Yes.
So why do I think that's relevant for We Act Radio? And I wanted to talk about this. And callers, we're going to start taking your calls in minutes here. We're in Anacostia. I've said it a bunch, but people who don't, you know, aren't from Washington, D.C., don't know the history of Washington, D.C., don't really know what the Anacostia neighborhood is and how important it is that... You know, when Kimon Freeman is my business partner, and anyone who watches me on when I guest host Tom Hartman, Kimon always joins me because I always want to talk about this aspect of our work, and that's why I'm excited, LJM, that you can talk about it with me. There were a lot of people who, like, supported us building this independent progressive media company, but they... We're like, oh, well, don't put it in Anacostia. Like, put it on the northwest side. Right. That's where everything is in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And Kimon and I said, absolutely not. The only way we want to do this is building this little studio in Anacostia because of this fundamental belief that we share. This is how Kimon and I met each other organizing East the River a decade ago, that without a voice, people have no power. Exactly. And without power, people are oppressed by those with power. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is you can work to give people a voice. And that is it can take so many pieces. Like, I actually believe that having a black superhero has this cultural power of giving people a voice. Having our radio studio, our television studio, located here at 1918 Martin Luther King Avenue in Southeast Washington, D.C., on the radical side of MLK, is also important in giving the Anacostia neighborhood a voice, in giving the people who live here a voice. So we're out live to millions of people around the country, and I want you to just kind of just, this is an accomplishment, and I want to kind of help people understand why.
Why this is an accomplishment? Well, really, it's an accomplishment because, like you stated, we've never seen a black superhero. And even last year in the digital world, there was rumor going around that we were going to have a black Spider-Man that comes out. So the fact that we're actually seeing a black superhero, which is similar to the president, we view President Obama as a black superhero. So being able to give someone of color that empowerment when we have been disempowered for so long and... Even,
but what about this, LJM? What about We Act Radio? I am the white business partner of the two, but Kimon building the studio here with me.
But you're also a white male with a beard, so we trust those, remember?
I do. But doing this show here live from Anacostia is important to me. And to Kimon, who right now is in Ghana, tracing this unique music to D.C. back to its heritage in Ghana. The unique music is go-go, and if you don't know it, you should know it.
Right.
Check out Chuck Brown's Bustin' Loose. But that's what I wanted to... But you are part of the We Act Radio family here. You're a leader here. When you're teaching your kids, when you're doing community empowerment events here... Tell our listeners why having the studio here in Anacostia with our tagline, do something, why it's so important that we built it here in Anacostia.
Well, it's important because, as Alice Walker said, the greatest way to take away someone's power is to make them think that they don't have any. So We Act Radio is the platform to instill that power back into them by allowing them to utilize their voice. Because, Alex, you were right. What you said about giving... Initiating or igniting, I like the word igniting someone's voice in them makes them find their power. Because as we know, today our voice is power. We utilize our voice in so many ways, from voting to protesting to writing op-eds to utilizing our thoughts and to communicating them properly in order for us to make change. So if we're able to ignite our voice and we can act as advocates for our own community to create positive change either locally or globally.
LJM, producer, principal of We Act Radio. We're going to go out for a quick break, but I want you to take the calls with me for the rest of the show. I see all of you calling in, and I'm going to get to each and every one of you here on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom, and we will be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman program. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with Mark Miller about trauma and transformation. Jasmine Jefferson from Social Security Works about Social Security and Medicare. We're going to be talking with Dave Nyward about the rise of the alt-right in America and taking your calls all day. So tune in on Twitter, Facebook, TomHartman.com/podcast, and right here on YouTube.